I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your Worldwide News Update. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China, drawing swift retaliation from U.S. North American neighbors and an emerging trade war. Trump is declaring an economic emergency to put duties of 10% on all imports from China and 25% on imports from Mexico and Canada, America's largest trading partners, except for a 10% rate on Canadian oil. Mexico's president immediately ordered retaliatory tariffs, and Canada's prime minister said the country would be matching 25% tariffs on up to $155 billion in U.S. imports, while also expressing a sense of betrayal at the actions of a longtime ally. After another successful prisoner exchange between Hamas and Israel, the White House is ramping up efforts to end the war altogether. AP's Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem and tells us that until then, the two sides are ramping up talks for phase two of the ceasefire agreement.
It's not clear whether these talks will succeed, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to Washington this week. He's set to meet with President Donald Trump. Trump has made it clear he would like to see this phase two succeed. These talks at the White House could set the tone and help decide whether the sides can find a way to end this war.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on U.S. military airstrikes in Somalia.
The U.S. military has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes by U.S. Africa Command were directed by President Donald Trump and coordinated with the Somali government. An initial assessment by the Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. They're the first attacks in Somalia during Trump's second term. In a post on social media, Trump says a senior Islamic State planner and recruits were the targets of the operation. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is VOA News. Authorities on Sunday will continue to search the Potomac River for remains and wreckage from the mid-air collision that occurred between an airliner and Army helicopter near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport after wrapping up searches on Saturday. More from VOA's Christina Menenti.
A Coast Guard cutter outfitted with a crane waited by the wreckage on Saturday as occasional recovery team members slipped into the water from smaller emergency boats. Investigators say the remains of 41 people had been pulled from the river as of Friday afternoon, including 28 that had been positively identified. They expect to recover all of the remains. Authorities have not yet identified the cause, and the National Transportation Safety Board member Todd Inman said the board would not engage in speculation before completing its investigation. They are examining the actions of the military pilot and air traffic control. Full NTSB investigations typically take at least a year, though investigators hope to have a preliminary report within 30 days. They are scheduled to update reporters on Saturday evening. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
At least a dozen people in Ukraine were killed Saturday after attacks by Russia. More from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Russia launched a barrage of drones and missiles on Ukraine in the early hours of Saturday, damaging dozens of residential buildings across the country. The Interior Ministry said a Russian missile struck a residential building in the central city of Poltava. Several people died and more than a dozen were injured, including children. Firefighters and dozens of rescuers searched the rubble for survivors. Authorities said apartment buildings, a kindergarten, and energy infrastructure in the city were damaged. On Friday, Russia launched missiles at Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa, seriously damaging historic buildings and injuring several people, local officials said. As the war approaches its three-year mark this month, both sides are using drones to hit infrastructure and disrupt military supply lines. Russian forces are making small but steady gains in eastern Ukraine, edging closer to the strategic logistic hub of Pokrovsk.
That's Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting. Authorities say at least 773 people were killed in the eastern Congo's largest city of Goma and its vicinity this week amid fighting with M23 rebels, one of many armed groups vying for control in eastern Congo. They're backed by Rwanda, the UN says, which Rwanda denies. The Congolese army is fighting back against the rebels, and two activists say the army recaptured three villages in South Kivu province. But the UN says the rebels are moving fast into the province, headed toward the provincial capital and a nearby airport. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.